Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Last night, Chargers were successful over the Vikings. Boy, I don't know if you guys watched the whole game. Carson Wentz, man, they were calling.
Oh,
Herb Street was calling him out late in the game because he was just letting his emotions hang. Like, he was pouting and throwing things, and it's kind of crazy, man. Like, Herb Street's like, you just can't do that. I mean, I know that it's a tough, you know, sled, and he's like, you know, you got people looking at you, and Carson Wentz on the bench, like, all disheveled and like spread out and just towel over his face. Like, dude, you ain't the starter. Like, what are you worried about?
I mean, it was bad watching Carson Wentz last night. Like, really bad watching Carson Wentz last night. Can I say it one more time? Really bad watching Carson Wentz last night. And when you have a quarterback like that, guys, you just don't stand a chance to win a football game. And he was hurt after every play. I mean, like, I'd cut that guy, man. Like, well, once JJ McCarthy comes back, I would move on from Carson Wentz. He's just ugh.
That's what I think the emotion was. That's a guy who knows his NFL career is on the outs.
Yeah. And he knew that he was doing everything he could. Because, I mean, dude, he was playing through some enormous amount of pain. You could tell every time he was throwing the ball. Yep. It was, you
like
know,
Mac Jones type kind
of
stuff.
Yeah, dude. Yep. And he was getting hit. Khalil Mack was everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Who are you going to put in?
You get a sec.
Did you see who the backup was? Nobody knows who that guy was last night. They showed him on the sidelines, and you could see the sigh of relief when Carson Wentz was like, okay, and went back into the game because that guy did not want to go into the game.
Yeah, and it says, there was like a report this morning that they're pretty much opening the door now for JJ McCarthy to return.
Well, they have no choice at this point, right? Like, I don't know if JJ McCarthy is still, you know, technically hurt or whatnot, or they just wanted to continue to see what they had with Carson Wentz. Now they see the decision has been made. There is no reason to ever play that guy again. Mm-hmm. He should not play another snap in the NFL. He's done.
He's done.
Yeah, a lot went wrong last night for the Minnesota Vikings. As the Chargers took advantage of a beat-up team, they did exactly what they're supposed to do. They beat the Vikings without their starting quarterback.
Yep.
And they improved to, what, 5-3 now, I believe, on the season?
Mm-hmm. I think so. Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens with that team moving forward. I did like the jerseys, by the way. It was good to see that one time. I don't need to see it again, but that was good to see it once. And they still weren't the same as the back in the day. They were still a little lighter.
But the helmet I didn't like with the numbers on it because I don't remember those numbers being on the helmet back in the day, and it looks like they were forced on there. It did too much going on with the helmet. If they just had the lightning bolt on the side of the helmet without the number, it would have been awesome.
It also gave me PTSD of watching LaDainian Tomlinson wreck the Chiefs.
Oh, see, that's who you thought. I was thinking of Natron Means back
there
in the day.
But yeah,
Stan Humphries, as you mentioned yesterday, those are definitely his uniforms.
Yeah, those are the LT jerseys that I remember just being like, damn it, there goes that man from TCU. Who'd have thought, right? Everyone's like, that was always the trivia question of friends back then. Where did LaDainian Tomlinson go to college? TCU. Mm-hmm. Damn it. Such a nerd. Where did Billups go to college?
I don't know.
You have a theory.
Chauncey did. He went to Colorado, University of Colorado. I do have a theory because he's kind of now tied into both of these things yesterday after Pablo Torre pointed out that co-conspirator number 8 that they have in the gambling side of things on the NBA side, not the poker side,
is Chauncey Billups. And so Chauncey is connected to both of these things. When we left yesterday, we thought it was kind of two separate things. And as the day went along, we realized that Chauncey Billups is kind of tied in, you know, to both of these things. And, you know, people are asking, and I think it's a logical conversation because Shaq was having this last night with Charles and all these. Everybody's had this conversation. I heard Boomer Esiason talking about this yesterday. Like, people that played in professional sports are all saying the same thing. Like, what's the incentive, man? Like, what's the incentive for these guys to do this? And I think about, okay, what it's to me, if I'm a guy like an NBA star, let's use any NBA player that's made $100 million in their career, which could be anybody in the league at this point in time.
Well, what, Rozier was on a $97 million contract. He was slated to make $28 million this year.
Yeah, he's made $160 million in his career, $27 this year alone, guys. So the money isn't the incentive. The incentive is you got caught up because you brought the families involved in this, right? You're going to kiss the ring, Jerry.
Hello,
somebody,
America.
In my mind, this is how I work, okay? Mm. And I'm not saying this is what's happening. Somebody owed somebody something. Somebody lost a lot of money to somebody and needed to do something to get that money back without them having to come out of their own pocket for it. All right, you owe me $300,000. I don't have that cash. You're going to tell so-and-so he's going to do this, and he's going to do that, and he's going to do this, and that's how we're all going to earn our money back. Got it? Uh-huh. Yes, sir. That's how I'm envisioning how this whole thing went down. Somebody owed somebody, and everybody got involved, and here we sit, mm-hmm. you know, at this thing. So what's the incentive for Chauncey Billups and these guys? Living!
There's your backup, Mac Bosmer. Max Bosmer.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, I agree. I think it probably started out as something small and domino effect. And once you're in, you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't get out.
And you can't get out.
And maybe there's, you know, they have a vice. Maybe they have some, you know, gambling addiction, or maybe that's a little too strong of a word, but something that draws them to that, and mm-hmm. they got caught up in it, and before you know, yeah, you're $300,000 and you got the mafia on your back.
I get the addiction side, but sometimes I think we throw that out. You know, athletes love the chase, man. They love the chase. Well, they love the adrenaline rush.
That's kind of an addiction. That's a vice.
Yeah. It's very, very. I love the hunt more than I love the kill.
Yep.
I'll get to know you, pick your brain, get there, and then it's like, yeah, that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of guys out there that are, you know, marry guys, do I still have it, right? Do I still have
it?
Oh,
I know I do. Believe
vibe?
Me, it's and I got the riz.
You have no intention of, you know, going home with this woman.
Right.
But you're like, yeah, you're, you know, your hair looks nice. It's like, yep, I still got it. Or whether it's, you know, there's ways to buy legal weed. Yeah. And there's still somebody out there that's like, you know what? I still, you know, do my thing that I did back in the day. Like, you can't get rid of that chase.
Yep.
And that's
why athletes are great at sports, because that's the way they operate.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. And I think that's, you know, kind of the way this whole thing kind of happened, because that's what Shaq was saying last night. Like, you have money. You made millions, millions and millions and millions. What is $500,000 to you? Like, why do you care?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not about the money.
No.
It's about the feeling and the thrill and the living on the edge. And then you get caught and you're like, well, I knew that. And that's why you don't see, like, a whole lot of remorse from guys like this, where they're like, yeah, we knew this was going to happen. It is what it is. Like, I knew this was a possibility. Like, if I go 85 every morning to work, I may not get pulled over for an entire year.
Mm-hmm.
But when I do get pulled over and the cop's like, yep, I know. I was going 20 miles over the speed limit. I mm-hmm. totally know why I'm getting pulled over. He's like, all right. Well, here's your ticket. You paid. You do the time. You pay the crime, do the time, whatever it is. I'm not a jailbird. So, but no, that was.
You do the crime, you do the time.
Yeah, there it is. And I think that's kind of like the whole situation yesterday is it's now kind of muddled itself a little bit. I'm sure more names will come out, but none, I think, will move the needle quite like yesterday, which was such a wild day with that story. So, again, you know, I don't know. It's just, it's crazy to think that these guys make millions and millions and millions, like Hall of Fame NBA player, big shots. You know,
doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's like none of that.
Nope, doesn't matter to them. It's all about the next. And they just get, you know, kind of driven by adrenaline a little bit, you know?
It's like driving home. Like, I know I probably shouldn't go through the McDonald's drive-thru. My wife's making lasagna night, but God, I want a McChicken.
Smash.
Yeah, for sure. As long as
better than that lasagna, I'm saying.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on.
Man.
McChicken or a lasagna? I don't know, man. That's tough. I like the McChicken. I like the green lettuce and the mayonnaise.
Have you had the spicy McChicken?
Not recently. But
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul, and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That is a Friday night, late night DoorDash yes. Dusty Likens order.
Yeah.
Spicy McChicken. Yeah, dude. Spicy McChicken and a McDouble. And then it's on the front porch at 7 o'clock the next morning.
That's right.
Damn it.
At least you're not like my old roommate who used to put pizzas in the oven and pass out and his house would be on fire.
I've done that.
Doing here.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.